Hi, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm at Strickland Towing right after the toll booth, south of on Interstate 35. See, I got the record services where they were really nice and helped me.
Okay.
Before
we get started on that, may you go ahead and spell your first name and last name for me?
Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, David, D-A-V-I-D, Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay, so your last name is Scott?
Yes.
Okay, what is your telephone number?
Okay, I just got a new phone in Denver. It's 720-755-1552.
What's your policy / member ID number?
ID number, is it the CSTN number? It's CSTN. 115-279.
All right, may you verify the street address on your policy for me?
Address is 1125 12th Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203.
All right, and what is the year and the make of the vehicle you're calling about?
It's a 1996 Chevy S10 pickup truck.
All right, and what color is your vehicle?
Maroon.
Okay. All right, and what is the what's wrong with your vehicle?
Well, I paid my toll. I pulled off to the side to let my pup out to use the bathroom. And I got a banana, and I fed him something, and I had me some sweet and sour, and it started. I got back on the interstate after I paid my toll, and we went to the bathroom, and I was headed south to Oklahoma City, which is like, I think, 130 miles or so, and it was running fine. It drove all the way from Denver fine, and I kept it at a half a tank. And I filled up at 24/7. It was $2.57, and I topped it off. And I got on the interstate. I come over this hill, and I come down this hill, and it just died. And I coasted off of the exit there. Thank God. God's been right on my tail. I got on the exit ramp, and I coasted up to the exit ramp. And I didn't want, because there's a bunch of truckers, and it's a sharp left turn for the truckers. I was about 5 feet away. I was barely out of the way for the semis to make the left turn to get to the truck stop. I waited a minute. You know, main thing is you don't want to get in a rush or hurry. And so I just let it sit there for a minute. And this was about 8:30 last night, 8:15, 8:30, somewhere around in there. And these young couple stopped and asked me if I needed any help, and they gave me a ride. I thought I was out of gas, but the gas gauge reads 3/4 of a tank. It's between 3/4 of a tank and full. And I said, well, it acts like it's not getting gas. It's not firing. And so he ran me up to the gas station. I got a couple gallons of gas, took me back. I put the 2 gallons of gas in. I tried to start it, and my I got a brand new battery in it. I put like nearly $1,000 in the truck, new brakes, new all that stuff, and oil change and filter, all that. And I tried to start it, and it's not getting fire. I don't know if it's the fuel pump, or if it's the plugs are fouled, or what. I turned the motor on, and my oil pressure gauge went all the way over to zero. My battery went over all the way over to zero, and my temperature gauge went all over to zero. And it had been fully warmed up. I was running my heater and everything, and it just quit. It was running fine. My anticipation was to get to Oklahoma City to a Pilot truck stop on Interstate 40 and to get back to Nashville, Tennessee. And I didn't make it, but thank God about 300 yards. There's a tow truck about 300 yards from where I was at, a Phillips 66 truck stop, and I slept in my truck and froze, and me and my pup froze last night, this guy stopped this morning. He was on his way to work, and I couldn't breathe. I had my heart was racing, and luckily they've called the sheriff and they called the paramedics out. They took my blood pressure and then or took in that. I had two spare breathing where I got respiratory problems and I couldn't breathe. I had one that was on my dash, but it was out. I didn't use it. I used it maybe once or twice in Denver when it snowed, and I was at the clinic for the back and spine, a new facility at the VA, and they was setting me up, and I went to the service member on Colorado Boulevard, and they went through all my file of my appeal was passed. They sent me they found out that they had denied it, but I found the paperwork that they didn't deny it. I found the paperwork this morning. I was going through it last night. And so they said, well, you, Mr. Scott, that you're going to have to, it's a waiting game. You're going to have to wait till they make, the VA makes their decision on what they're going to do to fulfill my disability. Prior to that, when I, about 3 weeks ago, I called Social Security office, the manager. They had sent my check for back pay for $6,520 out to a bank that was had direct deposit, the SunTrust Bank on Nolensville Road in Nashville, Tennessee. They sent the check back, and I called several times, and the manager said that they was going to send it out that Friday, or if not Friday, it would be in there on Monday. And I had gotten my check for April, and I figured that everything would, I took the man's word that it was going to be direct deposited into my Wells Fargo account, which I have in Denver, Nashville. And they gave me a routing number, and I spoke with the lady, she was really nice, in Denver, and they said that there has not been no check deposited, direct deposited from Social Security Administration. And so I said, well, I had monies, I had enough gas money, I had plenty of money to get back to Nashville. I got out because they sold it. They told me it would be a waiting game for the decision from VA, and there was no monies in my account that was supposed to be sent, direct deposit. I was gonna rent me an apartment and try to, because I'm in a lot of pain and sort of depressed. The people at the VA was very, very kind and helpful. And they told me, they directed me, well, it snowed. It happened to snow that Monday afternoon after I got out of the seeing the service officer and the lady there, which was really nice. She was an Air Force in Desert Storm. Told me that they said at this point it would be a waiting game. I told the lady, I didn't get smart with her, but I told her, I said, I've been waiting for them since I first filed this disability claim. And I had an attorney in Rhode Island that took my appeal. They won my appeal. They said something about a remand. They was going to send it back to the VA, and they was going to make a decision on what they was going to do next.
Okay.
Hello?
Right. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. So basically the car just cut off on you. Is it able to cut back on?
It acts like it's not getting no gas, or the plugs have been found, or the fuel pump has just went out.
Okay, so do you need gas, or do you need a jump start?
It just won't fire.
So you need to have it towed.
Excuse me?
So you need to have it towed?
No, where I was, I slept in my truck last night, and they said tomorrow, like about 300 yards, they already charged me $150 for about 300 yards or less. And I'm sitting here in my truck, sitting in my truck right now. They had it on the back, and I couldn't find my respiratory life support for my breathing inhaler because I couldn't breathe this morning. It was bad. I had an attack or something because I wasn't feeling all that well when that happened. I was wanting to get back to Nashville, and I'm stranded.
Okay, so that's what I'm basically trying to figure out. Like, do you need any tow services?
No. Where the truck had stopped, it was about 300 yards to where God was right with me, 300 yards from the towing company. It's called Strickland Road Service. It's 300 yards from where I pulled it off to the side of the where the guardrail and the right side of the trucks that are trying to get to the to fuel up on a fuel 66 could barely make the turn because I was there. One of them honked his horn last night and woke me up. Well, they come this morning, and the sheriff called the tow truck, got a hold of the tow truck company. They towed it here, and they unloaded it from the tow truck. I got back inside my vehicle and found my breathing life support so I could breathe. I'm breathing much better, and my heart's not racing now. I kind of settled down a little bit, and I went through my paperwork and this, and that's where I'm at.
Okay, so what did you need assistance with today?
Well, I to try and get my vehicle started so I can get back home.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to figure out. Do you need us to come do a jump start? Do you need some gas or?
No, I got the battery's good. It just won't fire.
It's on fire.
It won't start. It won't. It won't start. It won't start.
Okay. So do you need to have it towed is what I'm asking you?
No, I'm at the tow lot right now.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to figure out, sir. What type of services do you need with us?
Well, I guess I need it towed to get it fixed.
Okay, so if you're at a tow services now, why are they not able to tow you?
Well, I guess they said it would be $300 to get it to a place where they could work on it. Plus, I have to pay them to work on it. And, well, I guess that's where I'm at.
Okay. So, with you being at a tow services, did they tow you from the beginning?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You're going to have to make, in order for us to tow you and cover it, it cannot be on their premises. Your car will have to be off their premises.
Well, it's at a truck stop. It's next door. I'm between the truck stop and their service. Their semis were out where I'm at.
Is it on their premises?
It's a like big stone where they turn around and stuff. I guess it is, yes.
Okay. You're going to have them tell you what's towed off their premises. It cannot be on their lot or anything like that.
It cannot be on their lot.
That is correct.
Oh, boy. Boy, I don't know what to say about that, huh? I have no idea what I don't know what to do at that point unless I get a couple of the truckers to push me onto the Phillips 66's lot or the truck stop's parking space. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, okay.
So what you're going to have to do, once it's off their premises, you're going to have to give us a call back so we can go ahead and finish your dispatch.
Okay. Let's see. Now, what that at this 866-936-0485?
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, that sounds logical. And then call you back.
That is correct. Once it's off their premises, we can go ahead and get it towed for you.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. All right. No problem. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.
I'm not going to see you.